Mr. Black?
Yes.
Thank you.
What?
All right.
Eugene Black on 90.
Black.
One moment, hello? Please, sir.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, Gene.
Good morning, Harry.
Fine, my friend.
I just wanted to say two or three things to you. First of all, I wanted to say that job you did the other day with the governors, I think was magnificent.
Well, thank you.
I talked to about five or six of them, the Republicans, and they all were most enthusiastic, and I want to congratulate you on it.
Well, thank you, Gene.
Secondly, you asked me about the stock market the other day.
Yep.
It's been going up every day since you made your speech. And I think it's that speech was well received, and the market has been showing some strength. So I think the only big incentive to the stock market now is the British pound situation.
I'm worried about that.
The market's still worried about that, but I think that your speech reassured them as far as South Vietnam is.
What can we do about the British pound thing? We've told them how far they ought to go, and they won't do it.
Well,
and then we're going to have to bail them out. We tell them we won't do it except multilaterally, but I think we're going to have to. And then they know that we can't make good on our threats. We can't walk away from it. And I just don't know what to do. Looks like to me they got us in a box.
Well, I think that they still feel that in a pinch we will. Europeans.
Well, I think we'd have to, wouldn't we, and rather than go under ourselves?
Well, I think we ought to speak
down. All kinds of roaring going on here.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Gene, I'm having this trouble here with my communications. Let me see if I can straighten it out.
Right.
Just a second. Are you in town? Did you hear this? I can't talk to Governor Black this way. It's just cracking and cracking and cracking. Gene Black's on the other line, New York. See if you can give me a line I could talk over, at least like good as my country phone, Johnson City. And that all ought to be reworked over there. I'll look at them and it takes 5 minutes and I'm going to pick up the receiver. We ought to get on it. Yes.
I think we ought to stick that gun. And, because I think that if we did help them without them doing the things that we did, that they should do, that'd just be future trouble.
Well, that's what's happened, though. They're not doing them. We've told them time and time again. We told them the first round. They went in and raised their Social Security, the equivalent of about $16-17 billion in this country. If we'd have done it, that's what it would have been.
Yeah.
You can imagine my raising my budget $17 billion. That's the first thing it did, just start off. Well, anybody that's got any money is going to get scared to death, that happening. And we tried to talk to them, and we had to go and get a group together and put up $3 billion to save them. And now they about messed it off. And they come in, we say, now we will not do it except multilaterally. And they just kind of laugh at us. They know that we go down with them and that we can't make good on that threat. So we have Fowler and everybody else tell them that we just will not do it unless it's multilaterally, unless you take certain measures. So they come in with about half-hearted stuff, about halfway. We look at them, we say, this is not enough. This won't get the job done. This is just appeasement. This will just sick the dogs on, and you wind up having to go further than you would if you do it to begin with. So hit that cold water. Then they don't do it. We say, all right, we're not going to come help you now. Well, they just laugh at us because they think if the pound gets in deep trouble, we're in trouble, and we got no alternative, and I don't see that we have. I'm afraid that they got us by the yin-yang. Now I want some smart fellow like you to figure out how I can tell them to go to hell.
I'm going to see Joe Fowler Sunday at lunch. I'll talk to him.
All right, if it'll wait till Sunday.
It'll wait.
All right, okay.
Now, one other thing.
Yeah.
The other day when I appeared before the Patman Committee, I spent about 2 hours with them, and they asked a lot of questions. And one of the things that came up was that they, the Republicans and the Democrats, both some of them felt that when the time came to write the charter for this new bank, that we ought to have a small congressional committee go over that.
That's right.
And they said this was done at the time of Bretton Woods when the World Bank charter was written, and for that reason the World Bank...
Tell them that's all right. Just tell them you take whoever you want
now,
to go.
Bill Fulbright has asked me to appear before the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Tell him it's you.
Foreign Relations Committee, and I'd like to get your permission.
Tell them you want them to go. Tell them that you think it'd be very desirable, and you really need their help, and you need their advice and their counsel, and that you're going to take the president's plane, and you invite both groups to go with you, and hope their wives can go. You can haul 50, 60 people, and anybody you want to. Just their staff, just tell them whatever you want to do, you've got authority to do it. Now, I'm thinking that I'm going to have a little group like the governors from the Senate and the House in on a period of 3 or 4 evening meetings, where I'll have Max Taylor give about 10 minutes of the situation as he sees it. And I thought I'd have Harriman give about 5 minutes of his trip from Russia and Tito and so forth as he sees it. Then I thought I might get you to give about 5 minutes about how this was new and novel and a breakthrough and how important it is to Asia. And are you doing anything with the Russians on this at all? Do they speak up at all?
No, I talked to the Tommy Thompson and the people there. They didn't think it was wise for me to do this. They thought it'd be better for the Asian committee to do it. And the Asians have been out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gotten a report yet on what the Russians have said.
Well, you ought to...
I should not do it.
You ought to follow through, and I'd wrap as many of them up as I could. Now, would you be willing to come and spend 3 or 4 minutes telling them about the importance of this and something about the economic approach to it and how if we can trade together and if we can aid together, we don't have to fight together?
Sure. Anytime you want.
All right, okay, Jim.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to Joe Fowler about this panel.
You do that and keep your watch on it, because I just...
My inclination is to sit tight.
And get Bill Fulbright, tell him, because you've got more influence with him than anybody I know of, and just tell him that you think we're doing everything we can, that we're leading with our right hand in economics and diplomatic efforts. I've had Harriman in Moscow, and I've got other people at other capitals quietly trying to get them to talk, but you can't talk unless you have some strength, and we've got to get enough strength where they think there's a reason for them to talk. If they think they're just winning, you can't do it. And then tell him that you have fallen through on his ideas, the economic thing, and for him to quit whining and bellyaching up there every day. He bellyaches, and then the Chinese think that means we're coming out.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll talk to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.